right degree with a powerful motor and some hideaway wings. Pushing on the button and you will hear her sing. Now you can't catch me.
Right there is George Benson doing the Chuck Berry song, You Can't Catch Me. Good old flat top cruising up slowly. I think I heard that one before. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm going to stick around a little bit longer. I'll see if the next DJ shows up. It's 6 minutes after the big hour of 5 o'clock, and I have all kinds of music lined up for you. Like I said, I'll stick around. I might be here till 6, so you should call the station no matter what. You should call 855-915-9636 and play what you want. We are a commercial-free radio station. We are one of the last of the independents out there, and it's a treat to be playing all this great music. And here's a song that you probably never heard before. It's not Stevie Wonder, but you might think it was. It's George Benson, and he's doing Nature Boy. It's a beautiful version of a great song. This is WMFO. We are in Medford, 91.5. It is WMFO Medford.
My way, and as we spoke. is black, roads were icy, snow was falling just behind. I was weary from my driving. I stopped to rest for a while. I sat down at a truck stop. I was thinking about my past. I've had a long streak of that bad luck, but I'm praying it's gonna last, gonna last. Kicked around some, but I don't fall too easily. That girl, she looks so dejected. She just grabbed my sympathy. Sweet little soul, what's your problem? Tell me why you're so downcast. How about a long streak of that bad luck? But I'm praying it's gonna last, gonna last. In a while, from out of nowhere, you don't expect it, you're unprepared. Somebody will come and lift you higher, and your burdens will be shared. And I do believe, if I hadn't met you, I might still be sinking fast. All right along, stick it out bad luck, but I'm praying it's gonna last, gonna.
Something that you already know. Find the need to bounce musical ideas off somebody? Because I mean, obviously, I don't know how you used to work with Artie Garfunkel, whether you did do that, how close a writing partnership it actually was.
Well, we were in a writing partnership. We didn't write together.
It was always your song, his song, your song.
No, he didn't write any of the songs. He didn't write any. I don't mean that. I feel funny. He didn't write any of the songs. I wrote all the Simon Garfunkel songs.
Yeah. Is that generally known?
Artie doesn't write. I think almost everyone but you, Anne.
Lembro que amanhã será como se.
Right, there's Cool River, Cool River, the cool, cool river from Rhythm of the Saints by Paul Simon. We heard a couple of those Paul Simon songs. We heard The Coast, also from Rhythm of the Saints, and we heard Gone at Last from The Concert in Hyde Park. And we started the show off with George Benson doing Nature Boy and Harold Land doing Nature Boy. I got a request by Cal Calley. I'll be playing that in a second. Call me at 855-915-9636 and I'll play anything you want to hear instantly. And I mean fast. Fast. This is for Cal Calley. WMFO in Medford. Enjoy, everybody.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion.
Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailor's Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. You know, sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And then sometimes again it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my other side. But I'm just a soul. I get more than my share, but that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, oh, baby, I'm just human. Don't you know I have faults like anyone? Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some little foolish thing, some simple thing that I've done. 'Cause I'm just a soul who's
try so hard, so please don't let me be.
The legendary Nina Simone singing Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Before that was Gordon Lightfoot with The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, going out to Cal Cali. We heard three from Paul Simon. We heard The Cool, Cool River, The Coast, and Gone at Last. And stick around for the end of the program. I'll do a rundown of all the songs that I played on this hour, or this 5 to 6 hour. So, if you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu. Under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you can write a check to us. So you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. Check out WMFO.org and you can listen to us online. You can check out all the things going on. You can donate money to us and do a lot of good work. There's a lot of work going on in Ukraine right now. It's a real shame. And our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Ukraine, and this is going out to them. This is WMFO. Here you go. Over 1,000 people have died in the Ukraine since the fighting began. It's a real tragedy. I hope there's a concert or a record release to raise money for the people of Ukraine. That's the least we could do. This is WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
Radio.
Give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one. Dreams of you at night, and longs to kiss your lips, and longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, 'cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away, beside the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you.
Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
Oh, you give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away, beside the lucky guy. Well, you don't know me.
You don't love me. You don't know me.
Which goes out of that into, this is quite melodic and stuff. Then Sun King is a bit of sort of John's thing, which has got a funny bit. It's like, I think John called this on Lost Paranoias.
Oh, yes.
Me and Mr. Mustard, John wrote, and Policy and Pam, I think he wrote both of those in India about 18 months ago. Came in through the bathroom window. Is very good song of Paul's, with good lyrics. I don't, it's really hard to explain what they're about.
Mm.
Anyway, and Golden Slumbers, which they all these link up. Golden Slumbers is another very melodic tune of Paul's, which is very nice. Carry That Weight is as if it's part of Golden Slumbers. In fact, Carry That Weight keeps coming in and out of it different times. And The End is just the end. It's just a little sort of sequence which ends it all. And you really have to hear all that. But it's, so far I can't, maybe it's when I get the album finished and in the sleeve, then I'll get some sort of impression of it. But so far, you know, like with Pepper and even that White album, I got an overall image of my own of the album, whereas with this one, I'm at a loss. You know, people have said it's a bit more like Revolver. Maybe it is, but it still feels very abstract to me. I can't, like, see it as a whole. You know, you get an image of an album.
Yeah. It's still parts.
Not really. It all gels and fits together on that, but I can't It's a bit like it's somebody else, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't feel as though it's us. Even though we spend hours doing it, I still don't see it like us. It's more like just somebody else. But I think it's a very good album.
George, I think it might be possible now for you to sort of make some comment about the last album. There was sort of very mixed reaction.
The white one.
I guess you saw a lot of the reviews and so on. Some people called it the best thing since Sgt. Pepper. Yeah. Other people panned it. It was such a wide sort of variety. How do you feel about it now?
Well, I think in a way it was a mistake doing four sides because, first of all, it's too big for people to really get into it, for reviewers and also the public. Maybe now people who've bought it and if they've really listened to it for years or since it was out, then they'll have their own favorites. And there's a couple of things that we could have done without on the album, and maybe if we'd have made it just compact 14 songs, say.
Which tracks do you think of in particular, the ones?
But then again, it's only my personal thing. You know, because in a way, Revolution Number 9 was all right, but it wasn't particularly like Beatle.
A lot of people put the album down purely because of that track.
Yeah, but then again, you know, it has good points because Revolution Number 9 worked very well in the context of all those different songs. I mean, that was the great thing about it, that if people spent enough time listening to it, then there was all different types of music and types of songs, and there was nothing really shocking about it. I don't think there was anything particularly poor about it, but it was a bit heavy. You know, I find it heavy to listen to myself. In fact, I don't listen to it myself. I listen to mainly side one, which I like very much, with, you know, Glass Onion and
I told you about Strawberry Fields. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go.
Paul, made in the time.
Fishes fading away in the background with Glass Onion and Portia by Miles Davis is coming up into the foreground. This is WMFO in Medford, and it's time for the rundown. Here are all the songs you heard from 5 o'clock until right now. We started off with George Benson with a song called You Can't Catch Me from Walking to New Orleans. Then it was George Benson with Nature Boy from In Flight. We heard Harold Land doing Nature Boy from A Lazy Afternoon. Paul Simon gave us three songs. We heard Gone at Last from the concert in Hyde Park, and The Coast, and The Cool Cool River, from Rhythm of the Saints. Gordon Lightfoot sang The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald from Summertime Dream. We heard Nina Simone with Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood from The Best of Nina Simone. The Move gave us When Alice Comes Back to the Farm from Hits and Rarities. Ray Charles sang You Don't Know Me from Singular Genius, the complete ABC singles. We heard a little interview with George Harrison, and then it was the Beatles singing Glass Onion from the White Album Remastered, also known as the Beatles album. Then it was Fish with Glass Onion. Looks like it was a live rendition from right around 1994. And in the background is Miles Davis with Portia from the essential Miles Davis CD number 2. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Call the station, 855-915-9636, and we'll play anything that you want to hear, and I mean anything. This is a free-form station. If you have any information on the Gardner heist, call me at 855-915-9636. We will crack that case. Thank you for listening. This is Vin Magazzini. Until next Saturday, signing off, unless somebody needs a sub and I'll fill in like I just did the last hour. Call 855-915-9636. Call us, and we'll talk to you, and we'll play for you. WMFO Medford.
Well, you went away. away, baby, but you got back a little too late. Well, I done found me another woman, shake like jelly on the plate. Oh, shake it, shake one time for me.
Look at you.
Oh, shake it, babe, shake it one time for me. I done found me a woman, shake like a willow tree. Well, you went away, babe, and you got back a little too late. Well, you done went away, babe, but you got back a little too late. I done found me another woman, shake like jelly on the plate.